Okay, you know what goes on. We bring it to you real up here on KISS. Oh, Big Ted, Shorty Blitz, backstage, Redman and Method Man in London. Hip hop event of the year so far. What's going down, sir? How was London for you tonight?
London was off the hook as usual. They showed a lot of love. We came a little late, but was on and popping.
I don't think they're really worried about that once you hit the stage, you know what I mean? The last time you came out here as well, how does it compare to tonight's show? How do you feel?
You know what? Last time I came out here was off the fucking meat rack. Last time I was out here was off the meat rack. It was off the meat rack tonight too.
Same, it was crazy.
About so, equal.
Do you? Oh, okay. I was about to say, do you think the love of the crowd is still the same? Do you think it's as intense? Because the way the hip hop is right now, it's a little different.
You know, no, because I figured who was ever at the show want real hip hop, want to listen to real hip hop. They wouldn't have came if they was on the show.
Definitely.
Exactly. So they in there want to hear what we supposed to do. And I just want to make one note: Red MF is hip hop. Boom.
That's right.
Okay, just moving on from that. I feel like the way you and Meth represent hip-hop, the brand of Red and Meth should be so much bigger, being that, you know, there is that corny shit out there. There is all of that, you know, ringtone rap and all the rest of it. Why is it that, you know, it's kind of gone that way? You guys that represent the real, and, you know, I've grown up on your record since 1990, what? And we're all still around, so where are the people that are supposed to be supporting you and putting you in the place you're supposed to be instead of these ringtone nerds?
Well, you know what, man? The game changed. Hip-hop evolved, and only thing you could do is do what the Romans do. You ain't got to sell out.
Yeah.
Just do what you do just to get back in the game, man. It's moving fast. Hip-hop is evolving fast now than it usually do. It's like evolutionizing every year, really. You know what I mean? So the times that you trying to spend to catch up is a waste.
Yeah.
Just do what you're supposed to do. You find out what's hot on the radio.
Yeah.
You attack it. Go against the grain.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody know they ain't stupid. You know, you can sit around and be a mad old artist if you want, sitting around complaining, yo, I don't like the way hip-hop is. No, that. But if you ain't trying to get in it to make a change, then you just as worse as anybody else out there complaining about it. So get in there, make a change. I don't complain. Look, it's still generating money for everybody.
Yeah.
It's still having me come to London to do shows, still feeding the baby, so I gotta complain. I just need a balance. That's all. Just need a balance.
So, okay.
Need a balance.
The Def Jam situation, real quick. Okay, a lot of artists that are on Def Jam right now, they're not really feeling the push that certain other artists on the label are feeling. I'm not trying to get you to start talking shit about anybody, but I just want to see how you feel about the whole Def Jam like movement. You've been on the label 10 years.
Listen, the Def Jam situation, I don't get into that. I do what I do. All right? They ain't gonna push. I'm not gonna sit around and let somebody determine my career. I get out there and fight. Understand what I'm talking about?
There you go.
So whatever they're gonna do, they wanna push the project, they can, man. I can sit around and complain about these motherfuckers like, for a day, but I'm not gonna do that.
So it's all about Gilla House though, right?
Absolutely.
So who are the artists on Gilla House apart from yourself and Socrates?
Fucking Ready Rock, Runt Dog, Melanie, E3, and Socrates.
No Ikedong?
No.
No?
Okay. Absolutely.
Basically?
Alright, I got a question. Give me 3 reasons why hip hop ain't dead. Because everybody's talking all of that.
Because I'm here.
That's one. And that's a very good one.
And it's still generating cash.
Okay.
It's not dead at all. I said I need a balance. I need a balance from the bullshit and balance back up to where it usually be.
Yeah.
You know? Hip-hop ain't do nothing to nobody. It's the way the fans treating it. And it's just as much as the fans' fault as the artists.
Yeah.
Because the fans is letting that shit in and appreciating it. So, can't be mad at it because it's new. Like I said, it's evolution. You cannot complain about evolution. Like, even when your fat asses came in, even when I came in the game, they was looking at us like, who's these new niggas trying to get their thing on? Who's this nigga with the tissue on his nose? Can't complain that. You know, they said that about us. You know what I mean? But we made a difference, though. You know what I mean?
We're about to close it off, right? Give me your top 3 Redman joints. Your top 3, but your favorite 3.
Oh, my shit?
Yeah, your ish.
Your ish.
Too late, right?
I'm a bad off the first album.
What the album?
Countdown off the Death Squad album.
Mm-hmm.
And, How High,
nigga?
How High off. No, Rockwalla off the Red and Meth album. Baby! Baby!
So, okay, before we bounce, just tell them one more time about the Blackout 2.
Blackout 2, this summer, BO2, baby. We're gonna call it BO2. It's gonna come out this fall, please believe it. And How High, the movie, we're working on it. Sometime around this. So, y'all looking out for that.
But what happened to the broads with the Body Enormous? I didn't see any of those here today.
Oh, no, we couldn't get them on stage tonight, but next time I come here, I will have them.
Okay.
Please believe it.
I was concerned. I wanted to see some of that. All right, thank you.
Anytime.